We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, but we're starting from the two dots in the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, approximately 7 lines from the bottom. Ze Oimer Shel Avoisai, Veze Oimer Shel Avoisai. You have two people fighting, one saying it's my father's, one saying it's my father's. Hay Ayit Yisadi Da Avosei. This guy brings Eidus that it's his father's, Va'ochel Shnei Chazokah. V'hay Yisadi Da Ochel Shnei Chazokah. So what we have is two set of Eidim. Each one has Eidim. One has Eidim that it's his father's Buddha Chazokah. The other guy has Eidim just for the Chazakah. That's the Shaila over here. So, who wins? Omer Rav Nachman, it's very simple who wins. Uki Achila Lebahadi Achila. V'uki Ara V'cheskas Havasa. You take the tray that are arguing who had the Chazakah the past 3 years, the same 3 years, and they cancel each other out. One of them are lying. They're both out. And you're left with the Eidus of Zel Mashal Vaisai, and therefore the guy who has Shal Vaisai, let's say Reuven, he wins. He has Eidim, that's his father's. He wins. So that's what Rav Nachman says. Omle Rava, what do you mean? Eidim is b'cheshesi. One of these pair of Eidim are liars. So now there's a chasha. How could it be believed on what he said if on a Shnei Chazak is not believed because someone's saying not like him? Omale, so Rav Nachman answer, and he this kachash v'achilasa, good as a chasha on the Shnei Chazak, on the Chazak years. Ba'avasa, on top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, ba'avasa, on the Zelman Shal Avoisai, that there is no hakasha. So that's machlokes of the Rav Rav Nachman. If that they do a muchish on half the Eidus, so does that disqualify the other part of the Eidus? So Rav says that, yeah, they're disqualified. One of them a liar, so how can you believe him on the Avoisai? Hashem of Nachman says, okay, Shnei Chazaka, we can't believe them because it's hakasha, but on the Avoisai, why not? So there's a chlokes of Rav Rav Nachman. It's talking about Lema Rav Rav Nachman, Plukta Rav Hun Rav Chista. Maybe Rav Rav Nachman are arguing the same chlokes as Rav Hun Rav Chista. Come if we get it, now we learned, basically the Eidim Chishu Zuhazu, you have two Eidim who are machish each other. Rashi gives the case was that two Eidim said that Reuven owes Shimon $100. And two other Eidim say that, no, what do you mean, Reuven doesn't owe Shimon $100. Reuven was with us doing something else, somewhere else at that time. So this is not called Eidim Zayimim, because Eidim Zayimim works if I say that Eidim are somewhere else. But if I say Reuven was somewhere else, that's regular Akhasha. So the only Eidim say Reuven was with me, some was somewhere else. And we didn't borrow anything. So that's the Akhasha. So you have two Eidim. One Eidim say Reuven's Chayiv, the other one say Reuven's Potter, because Reuven's with me. So one of them are lying. We don't know which one. So Halacha is, in that case of owing the money, of course you don't have to pay money, because there's a Akhasha. What about these Eidim saying Eidim's other places? Each cat is believed on other things. They're not disqualified. Even though it's a suffix if they are possible, but we go by the cheskes kashrus. It's a suffix, you go to cheskes kashrus. They each are kosher wherever they are. Like Rashbam speaks out, if one of each group goes together and says Eidus somewhere, of course it's not good, because I know for sure one of them are a liar. But if they each go separate ways, the cheskes kashrus with paskinah, they're good. That's Rav Huna holds. And Rav Chista says, "Oh, but how do you say the mice are liars? We can't believe them." I cheskes kashrus. So the Rashbam explains because when they come somewhere else and say Eidus, they want to be moitzi mamon from a muchzik. Their cheskes kashrus can't be moitzi for someone else's muchzik, and they're a suffik of if they're apostle, and therefore Chista says they're apostle for other cases. And Rav Chanan says, "Levin Chanan Vasaman says that." Once we know for sure they may be lying, they lose the Cheses Kasher already. There's a major reis over here. One of them for sure is lying, so therefore there's no Cheses Kasher anymore. So we have a Chlekes Rav Huna or Chista if they have a Cheses Kasher or not. So Lema, let's say, Rav Nachman that says that you believed on Rav Huna. Also Rav Huna holds they still have the Cheses Kasher, they can say all the Eidus. Rav holds that it's disqualified like Rav Chista. So it's the same Chlekes. So tomorrow, no. You can mechalik a little bit. I'll leave with the Rav Chista. According to Rav Chista, Kuli Amalei Pligi, everyone agrees that they argue. Which means like this. There's no way that Rav Nachman stands like Rav Chista. Rav Chista says he's disqualified. So for sure on the same Eidus he's disqualified. There's no way that Rav Nachman stands Rav Chista. But it could be everyone could agree in Rav Huna. Keep legally with Rav Huna. Rav Nachman who says that you are Neman is Rav Huna. You go ask Ches Kashus. But Rava could say, I agree to Rav Huna. Rava ad kan le kam Rav Huna ela edus acheres. I agree that Huna comes different edus acheres. Ava lo isa edus loy, but that edus I don't agree to. So what's the bottom line? We had him achlekes Rava of Nachman. If you can believe the half the edus, if it's edus b'cheshes or not, and we said that lechayra it's telling b'cheshes Rava and Rav Nachman, Rav Huna and Rav Chista, and we said that we could say Rav Chista, of course, can't in our Gemara for sure hold the apostle, because he holds even for different ages apostle, sure, this age is apostle. In Rav Huna, Yekataina, this case is worse. Even though Rav Huna says usually kosher, here it's worse because the same edus that's no good, and therefore we get disqualified. So that was the story. So what happened was afterwards, so Rav Nachman, what Rav Nachman Paskin? Rav Nachman Paskin goes to the Avaisai guy, okay? Goes to Reuven. He said he has edus. What happened was, and we Paskin like Rav Nachman, so the Shpam brings a riot, Paskin Rav Nachman, because you see, that's what we did. What happened afterwards? How the icy side of Avaisai? Now, Shimon brings edus as his father's. He now is a real trade, completely trade. He raises his father. What do we do now? Om Rav Nachman, Ananach Sinei. We let Reuven go down into the property, and now Maskina and Lay. We now take him out. We're not worried about Zelus Beidina. Looks funny. We first pass against Reuven, now we're taking it away. We could do that, no problem. No problem with Zelus Beidina. Now the Rashbam speaks out. So what would be the halacha then now, when it's trey completely? So he said it'll be called Olam Gvar. That's the apostle, called Olam Gvar. The Taisa says it could be the case here was that it always was in Shimon's possession. This property. So it goes back to Shimon if there's nothing doing. The status quo is back to Shimon. That's the Tosfos. Look at Tosfos the Masna, Anan Achsin, Askinon. Im Zog Tosfos, Anan, Im Hoya Oysoy, the less Lech Hazaka Davasa, Muchsik Trilo, he was the first Muchsik, Otis Shaper. That's the Lashon. Achsinon, first, when he learned land up with only one with the eight, Reuven was the only one with the Eidus, they put him into the field, and now Maskinon took him out. Shinon, we had the Belik Shah here with Trilo, give it back to Shimon how it was beginning. But if you say lohem you can say achsina law. You took it away from him, and now you put it into a matziv that's called alam gvar. That's a two pshatim. Rashbam says one of them. Like upon him, what happened here? Other edus came, and now they took him out. And we're not worried about zlus the beidina. Straight to Gemara, Masav Rav, Avitam Rav Zeiro. You don't say zlus the beidina. We have a story when it came to Aguna. Shnayim oimer meis, v'shnayim oimer le meis. A husband went to Medina Siyam. And now we're trying to marry her. She wants to remarry. She doesn't know what happened to her husband. Two of them say that her husband died. And two of them say that her husband did not die. Or Steinmer is Garsha, Steinmer is Garsha. Or two of them say that she got divorced before he left. And two of them say they didn't get divorced. And nothing is, could she go get remarried now? Harezu loitinoste. She's not going to get married because it's Treya Trey. And she's a Cheskis Eishish Ish. She can't go remarried. V'im Nisas. And the second case of Gerushin, if the husband's alive, she's a cheskes shish. If not, there's a cheskes yibum. She can't remarry. V'im nisas, and she gets married, lo yiseitse. Then you let her stay married. How does that happen? So the Rashbam explains the Peter Gemara, because how you let, it's a suffix deraisa, it's Oshem Tali, how you let her stay married. So he says, the case was they married one of the Edom. She married one of the Edom who said that he died. So he's confident. He said he knows that he's died. And she says, barely, that I believe him, and therefore, lo yiseitse. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yisrael, Emer, Taitze, that, you know, if they get married, you might see them. Taitze. Om Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yisrael, Emer, Zani, Emer, Taitze, when do I say Taitze, Bizman, Shavu, Eidim, Ach, Nissas? If you already had the tray before they get married. Avol Nissas, if two of them said they died, and they got married, only two of them did die, very good. V'achavu, Eidim, and then Eidim came and said, no, it's not true. In that case, the Reis, Loi, Taitze. Why? Because of Zilus, Rabbi, Dino. So Kasha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman went and changed the din. Here you see that you're not allowed to do Zelusa Lebedino. That's the Bamba Kasha over here on Rav Nachman. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, you know, you're right. I know Sarva the Mebed Uvda. I really wanted to do a Uvda here. I wanted a Paskin like myself that says that I could change the din. Pahashta Doi Svinon at. You asked the Kasha from this Brisa of Aguna. Rav Huna Masurya, and Rav Huna Masurya also asked the question, Loi Avdina Ba Uvda. I'm not going to do anything. So, Lamais, that's what we thought was going to happen. Lamais, what happened? At the end of the day, Nafik Ava Uvda. Lamais, he was might see it. He did change the Psak. That he forgot what he said. He forgot that there was a kash on him. He forgot that he said he's going to listen to that. He had big gedolim to be totally in, like we'll see in the next Arichas of a Gemara, that according to Rav Ashi, that all the Tanayim hold that you're not choshesh for Zelusa Rebbe Dino, and therefore Rav Nachman held that now they have two Eidim, I could be mitzvah for him because we're not worried about Zelusa Rebbe Dino, and therefore he changed his mind. Next year, we will start from this Tanan, which is Arichas, to bring out these Mandi Omrin, these Tanoim hold that Zelusa Lebedino Loi Chashinon.